We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, page 142 in Hebrew. We are in Chapter 9, Item 3. You can send us your questions to Kav.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, Talmud de Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, page 142. We are in Chapter 9, Item 3. Item 3, the words of De'ari. The Gufim De'ak are roots of Gufim. The Gufim De'atzilut are Neshamot the Gufim. And the Bria are the Etzem of the Gufim. Gufim De'etzira are Levushim the Gufim. Gufim De'asiya are Heichalot the Gufim. All the Gufim De'ak and Abia connect with each other in the upper Adam, in whose guf, the shoresh and neshama are clothed. Item 3. Also, all the bechinot of gufot de'ak shall be called shoresh, the root of the gufot. The collective of the gufot de'atzilut shall be called neshamot de gufot. And the collective of the bechinot of gufot de bria shall be called gufot de gufot. The collective of the bechinot of gufot de yitzira shall be called levushim, clothings of gufot. And the collective of the gufot de asiya shall be called heichalot de gufot. Opnimi, inner light, item 4 relates to the collective of Bechinot of Gufot De'ak. This is also for the reason of the degree, as the entire ten Sefirot de Bria have no more than the degree of Bina. Meaning, from Or Chozer, reflected light, the Masach, the Bechina, Bet. Thus, all the degrees in it are regarded as Bechinot that are called Gufot. Even Malchut de Bria is Bechinat Bina, to the Malchuyot in all the Olamot, for the above reason. Similarly, you can see that all the Bechinot of Olam Yetzira are regarded as Levushim, meaning Zeranpin, in all the Olamot. It is so because they come from Or Chozer, reflected light, the Bechina Aleph, whose degree is up to Zeranpin, called Levush. Similarly, all the Bechinot of Olam Asiya are Heichalot, meaning only Malchut without a degree. You will understand the words of the Ari by the same manner, and we need not elaborate, for they're here.
Meaning it's clear that we can take some root, neshama, guf, echal, or shoresh aleph bet gimel dalet, or it doesn't matter, atzirut bria yetzira asiya, it doesn't matter what names we call those discernments in the will to receive altogether, as long as it will be according to that general structure. Next.
Item 4. Also the Levushim in every Olam from Ak and Abia connect with each other and become as the upper Adam, in whose guf the Neshama and Shoresh are clothed. And he is clothed in Levushim and dwells in his Heichal. Item 4. Also the collective of the Bechinot of Levushim De'ak shall be called Shoresh of the Levushim. The collective of the Levushim De'atzilut shall be called Neshamot de Levushim. And the collective of Bechinot Levushim De'briah shall be called Gufot de Levushim. The collective of Bechinot Levushim De'yetzirah shall be called Levushim de Levushim. And the collective of the Levushim De'asiya shall be called Heichalei de Levushim.
Barur? Shailot?
Clear? Questions. Wonderful. Meaning, Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal is like Ak and Abia, and therefore we can call it that way. It'll be clear to anyone who's in it what we're talking about. Next.
Item 5. Also the Echalot in every Olam from Ak and Abia connect with each other like the upper Adam in whose Guf it is clothed, etc. Arim 5. The collective of the Bechinot of Eichalot, the act shall be called Shorosh Neshamot de Eichalot. The collective Bechinot Eichalot de Atzilut shall be called Neshamot de Eichalot. And the collective of Eichalot de Briah shall be called Gufot de Eichalot. The collective Bechinot Eichalei de Yetzirah shall be called Levushim de Eichalot. And the collective Eichalot de Asiyah shall be called Eichalot de Eichalot.
It's best for us to follow each and every word. Why is he writing? You see, he doesn't, he's not lazy about this. He writes more and more and more that same rule. We can follow him. We should follow him and depict to ourselves what he's talking about, to what place, why he calls it this way. Follow him. There's a great virtue in doing so.
Adam 6. Shangela Deak are roots for Nefesh Guf Levush Echal in Abia. Shangela Da'atzilut are Neshamot inside Shangela in Ak and Abia and Bia. Shangela Debria are Gufim inside Shangela in Ak and Atzilut Yetzira Asiya. Shangela De Yetzira are Levushim inside Shangela in Ak and Atzilut Bria Asiya. Shangela de Asiya are Echalot inside Shangela in Ak and Atzilut Bria Yetzira. Adam 6. It is so when we speak of it in general, because the five Bechinot Ak are Shorashim, roots, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Eichalot. The five Bechinot Atzilut are Neshamot, for Shorashim, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Eichalot. The five Bechinot Debriah are Gufim, for Shorashim, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Eichalot. The five Bechinot de Yetzirah are Levushim for Shorashim, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Eichalot. The five Bechinot de Asiyah are Eichalot for Shorashim, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Eichalot.
Meaning each world complements, completes the whole general system with its discernment. That same Shangela, Shoresh Neshama Guf Levush Echal, so Ak complements, completes Shoresh, Atzilut to the Neshamot, then to the Gufim, then to the Levushim, and then the Echalot. That's how all five worlds complete each discernment to the collective, the totality of the structure. You see how the Ari writes in a meticulous way, all the way. Sometimes they don't write anything, about the most important things, but they don't write. And sometimes they really go over it in detail. Why? We don't know. We don't want to know. We simply need to adhere to them. And Bala Sulam, you can see, he brought forth to here, he took here, all those lines without adding. So we need to learn this way. It's not like we have to study like a parrot, but rather probably such study is a remedy, a virtue. Why do we need this? We don't know. The wisdom of the sages, we follow that.
Item 7. Bria is called Guf because she receives from Atzilut as a Guf from Neshama. Item 7. Now you can understand the words of our sages, his wife is like his own body. Bria is the wife of Atzilut for their Chokhmah and Bina. Even though there are Neshamot in Bria as well, the Gufot are named after the Neshamot de Atzilut. It is so because as the wife receives from her husband, so the guf receives from the neshama. Our sages also said, a bayit, home, is but a wife. This is in Asiya, because Asiya is the bayit, the home, and the hechal to all five bechinot. Asiya is the wife of Yetzira. This is the meaning of a bayit is but a wife, referring to Asiya. It is so in the bechina of Asiya in each and every olam. It is called the bayit of that olam. The bechina of Bria in every olam is called the guf of that olam. Adam 8. Another way, the orot in Ak, meaning the neshamot in it, are called yechida. The neshamot de atzilut are called chaya. And the neshamot de bria are called neshamot. The neshamot de yetzira are called ruach. And the neshamot de asiya are called nefesh.
Neshama is called the inner light. You shouldn't think that it's the light of neshama. The internal light is called neshama, just like we say, oh, soul. Something that's inside of a person.
Animate. If we want, we can take a different path. All the orot de'ak are called yechida, and orot de'atzilut, chaya. Orot de'bria are called neshama, and orot yetzira are ruach. Orot de'asiya are nefesh.
This is a different way. This is by detailing the lights. But in general, the inner light is called neshama, soul. Where does this stem from? It also has a reason, because until the end of creation, we don't attain in a true way more than neshama. Meaning nefesh, ruach, neshama, naran, we attain fully according to the degree that we attain. But Chaya and Yechida, those lights, no. Why? Because we don't correct our kilim, the true kilim of reception. The aviyut of Gimel and Dalet are not corrected only through ascent, through joining the kilim of Naran. That's called the achap of ascent. That's why we, the inner light and the kli, even though it's the light of Yechida, we still call it neshama. Neshama is for is the certain with certainty, and chaya and Yechida is an addition to that. They are like partial lights, undiscerned, unscrutinized completely, fully. Next.
Adam 9. It is similar in Gufim, in Levushim, in Echalot, in Ak, and Abia. The Gufim in Ak are Yechida, the Gufim, the Abia. And in Atzilut, Chaya, etc. It is similar in Levushim. The Levushim of Ak are Yechida, the Levushim, the Abia. And the Levushim, the Atzilut, are Chaya, the Levushim, the Ak, and Bia, etc. Item 9. It is similar in the Levushim in all the Olamot, and the Gufot and Heichalot. All the Levushim of Ak are the highest Levush of all five Levushim, and all the Levushim of Atzilut are the second Levush, etc. Item 10. Shangela are Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, meaning Orot of Kachabtum. Adam 10. This path is the first path, because the Nefesh is called Heichal. Ruach, Levush, Neshama, Guf, Chaya, Neshama, and Yechida, the Shoresh, the root of the Neshama. Thus, all the above is in every single Olam specifically. How so? Or Keter de Atzilut is called Shoresh Neshama, and also Yechida. Or Chochma de Atzilut is called Neshama to Neshama, and also Chaya. Or Bina de Atzilut is called Guf, and also Neshama. Or Tiferet de Atzilut is called Levush, and also Ruach. Or Malchut de Atzilut is called Nefesh, and also Heichal. It is the same inside every specific item too.
To those who understand, that's enough. And to those who don't understand, it's never enough. Well,
Item 11. Each sefirah of the Kachab Tum in Aken Abia is divided into five Bechinot Shangela, item 11. Indeed, the median rule, the shortest of all, is this. All 10 sefirot d'Atzilut and Keter 2 contain Shoresh, Neshama, to Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal. It is the same in Bia and in Ak as well, being the Shoresh, the root of all of the entire Abia.
That's clear. It's the same division.
Item 12. Ak and Abia are five Bechinot in the name Havaya, intermingled with each other. Each of them contains Ak and Abia, which are the five Bechinot in Havaya, and are Shangela, which are 25 Bechinot. Item 12. You find that all that was emanated is but one Havaya containing five Bechinot, which are the tip of the Yud in Ak, the Yud in Atzilut, Hey in Bria, Vav in Yetzira, and Hey in Asiya. Each of these Bechinot contains all five, because the tip of the Yud in Ak contains one Havaya of the other five Bechinot. These are the above five Bechinot in Ak himself, which are Ak and Abiyah in him, being the five Bechinot, which are Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Eichal. The Yud, the Atzilut, also has one Havaya, containing all the above five Bechinot. Likewise, in all other Otiyot in Bia, there are five Otiyot, where each contains all the others, amounting to 25 Bechinot. Item 13. Each of the above 25 Bechinot is divided into five other Bechinot Shangela, and each of those contains 10 Sefirot. Each Sefirah is then divided into five Partsufim, which are Shangela, item 13. Afterwards, in this above manner, there is another general. Each of them consists of all 25 Bechinot. It is so because the Yud Atzilut has one Havaya, containing all five Bechinot, and each Bechina of the five consists of another five, which are 10 Sefirot Shoresh, 10 Sefirot Neshama, 10 Sefirot Guf, 10 Sefirot Levush, and 10 Sefirot Echal. Similarly, the tip of the Yud of Ak contains 10 in Atzilut, and likewise in the letter Hey in Bria, the letter Vav in Yetzira, etc. Thus, in short, Ak is the tip of the Yud. It contains one Havaya, which in turn contains five Bechinot, Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. Each of these Bechinot contains another five, which are 10 Sefirot Shoresh, 10 Sefirot Neshama, 10 Sefirot Guf, 10 Sefirot Levush, and 10 Sefirot Echal. Each Sefirah of these 10 Sefirot consists of five Partsufim, namely Shoresh and Abiyah.
Look, what is he writing that's interesting here? He writes, in one thought, all of reality was emanated, and it's the action, and it's the reality, the reward and what is hoped, and it's the essence of the effort, all at once, in one thought. And here we see how this is disclosed slowly, slowly, and built through what we need, all the zivugim, the purification of the masach, in a sense, and many, many actions. What's the difference between the fact that everything, that reality is created in one thought? Meaning, at once, everything, from the beginning to the end, where there's no time in between. Simply, And that's on one hand. And on the other hand, the way we learn that it cascades and comes from above down through many, many actions that have what an end there's even to all this. How do we compare those two approaches that Kabbalists tell us? Well, think for a moment. About my question, not about your questions that many of you have so many. Please. How could it be that on one hand it's written that all of reality was created from its beginning to its end at once in one action by one thought only? Yes? And on the other hand, we see how it cascades and comes through many actions. In volume 1 of Tess, page 16 in the Hebrew, it's written, item 8. In one thought, it was emanated and created all of reality, and it operates, and the actual essence of the action and the reality of the longed for reward and its end as all from one thought. Everything was done from one thought. It was emanated and created, all of reality in one thought. Meaning what we have is but the thought of creation, which includes all of creation, including us. Everything is only a thought, but at once. And here we're learning about many actions, connections between them, and so on. Can we compare those two approaches to creation or not? Okay, we will continue. That's a question that we will leave for our individual scrutiny.
Chapter 10 explains that Levush and Eichal were separated from Shoresh Neshama and Guf and became Makifim, surroundings. And also the explanations of Ak, Abiyah, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Absag, Ma'abon contains 8 issues. 1. Shoresh Neshama Gufot adhesive with each other. Levush and Eichal were separated from them. 2. Shoresh Neshama Guf are inner Kelim, where the more chitzon, the more external, is worse. Levush and Eichal are Kelim Makifim, surrounding Kelim, where the more chitzon, more external, is more important. Hence, the Klipot are between the Guf and the Levushim, which is the place of the darkness and the worst. 3. When the Partsufim of Ak and Abiyah clothe each other, they only clothe 3 Bechinot, the Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf. In it are cleaved together, and the 10 Sefirot, the Gufot, do not clothe the 10 Sefirot, the Levushim. 4. Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf De'ak are clothed inside Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf De'atik De'atzilut. Shoresh, Neshama, Guf De'atik De'atzilut are clothed in Shoresh, Neshama, Guf De'arichanpin De'atzilut. And Shoresh, Neshama, Guf De'arichanpin are clothed in Abba, and so on similarly. 5. Ak and Abiyah are intermingled. There are Ak and Abiyah in Ak, Ak and Abiyah in Atzilut, and Ak and Abiyah in Briah, in Yetzirah, and in Asiya. Arichanpin is the part of Ak that is unattainable. Abba is Atzilut, Ima is Briah, Zeranpin Yetzirah, and Nukva Asiya. Neshamot extend from Atzilut, Ruchot from Bria, Melachim from Yetzirah, and Ofanim, wheels from Asiya. 6. Adam consists of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya from the four Olamot Abiyah. Each of their Bechinot contains Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Neshama de Nefesh is more important than Or Nefesh de Ruach. 7. It is possible to merit Nefesh de Atzilut and even higher. The one who merits Ruach de Yesod de Atzilut will be the husband of the Shechina, divinity. 8. Havaya with feeling of Ab is the Yud de Havaya, namely Atzilut. With feeling of Sag is the first hay of Havaya, namely Bria. With feeling of Ma, it is Vav de Havaya, namely Yetzira. And with feeling of Bon, it is the lower hay de Havaya, namely Asiya. Item 1. Shoresh Neshama Gufot adhesive with each other. Levush and Echal departed from them. Item 1. Now we shall discuss each of these olamot and what they are about. Know that the Shoresh and the Neshamot and the Gufim are one Bechina. There is no separation between them, but the Levushim and the Echalot are as two separated Bechinot from the above three Bechinot. Between these two, meaning between the Gufim and the Levushim, there is Mador HaKlipot, the compartment of the Klipot, which actually cling to the Achor of the Or of the Guf.
Is that clear? Yes or no? No. We have five parts in the Kli. Keter Chochma Bina Zeranpin Malchut. Or Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Five parts. We then draw this in a kli this way. That has Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Five parts. We learn that Shoresh, Aleph, and Bet, we can put a masach on them. And Or Chozer, and to fill later the Kli with Or Pnimi, with internal light, inner light, Or Yashar, and Or Chozer. Okay? That's how it is. Is this clear? But this is the weak will to receive. When we work upon it, we can correct it in order to bestow completely. Yes? In order to bestow. We can do that. But when we talk about these big kelim, Gimel and Dalet, that's called Levush, and that's called Heichal. We cannot correct those in them. It's to receive in order to bestow. This is to bestow. In order to bestow. And here, it's to receive in order to bestow. That we're not capable of doing. 100%, until the end of correction. Because always in each and every will to receive, some stony heart remains, and we can't. Therefore, these kilim, as much as we correct them, they're incomplete kilim, we call them. Therefore, between these kilim, here we have a big gap, a big difference, and this is where the klipot are. Klipa. We also know this on ourselves. This is Shoresh Neshama Guf. And this is Levush Hechal. So, Shoresh Neshama Guf is the internal, Pnimi, and Levush and Hechal are Chitzon, external. And between them, Klipot. Klipa. How are we built? I have Shoresh Neshama Guf, it's the inside, and the Levush is already the clothing upon me, yes? And Echal, it's what's outside of me, the hall that I'm in. That's how we're constructed. Where does it come? How is reality in us that we're in built this way? From us being until the end of correction, we're not capable of depicting reality in another way because we can't correct the kilim, including the stony heart. When we correct the kli and come to the correction both also in the stony heart and the lev ha'evin, we will see the complete reality, that there's no difference between all five prinot and that it is all one reality. That's called, and the king, the Lord will be king on all the land. In that day, he will be one and his name one. The name is one, and he is one, and the name is the Kli, and the name will be the Kli, the light that fills it. The whole light will be clothed in the Kli without any difference in this Shangila between Shoresh Neshama Guf and Shoresh and Levush Nechal. Is that clear? Yes? What's not clear to you?
What is so special about those kelim of Gimel Dalet
3-4?
There are part of the desires there that we cannot correct in order to bestow.
And why do we need them for? If until the end of correction,
when we correct everything except for them, they are corrected on their own from above. We're not capable. The created beings are not able of correction of the stony heart. But through the correction of all the rest of the pchinot, all the rest we correct in order to bestow. When there's Shoresh Neshama Guf, it's to bestow in order to bestow, to receive in order to bestow, which is Chayah Nechida or Levush Nechal. And we don't correct them in the true way, Levush Nechal. Meaning Gimel and Dalet of Aviyot, but only in the ascent, in the Achap of ascent to the Kilim of Shoresh, Aleph, and Bet. And in such a way, we correct. We raise the Malchut to Bina, and when Malchut stands in Bina, we constantly raise from Malchut to Bina more and more parts. And that's how we correct them. But in the real way, Achap of a descent will happen only in the end of correction after we complete all the Achaps of ascent. Achap of ascent is considered that Aviyut, Gimel, and Dalet are joined to the Kelim of bestowal, which are called Bina.
These parts, besides being corrected at the end, do they have another role? What is the role?
The stony heart?
Yeah, why do we need it for?
The stony heart is the essence, the main part of creation, where all the corrections that we do before the stony heart is corrected from above. They're only the preparation in order to correct the stony heart. That's called the Creator shall complete it for me. Think alone. We don't exist here so that you can kind of philosophize.
We're in item one. Opening the inner light relates to know that the root, that the Shorosh Neshamot and the Gufim are one Bechina, that there is no separation between them, but Levushim and Echalot are two Bechinot, separated from the above two Bechinot. Item one. There is a profound and notable matter in these words of the Ari. This is the meaning of Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, that occurred in Nehi De'ak, brought in the words of the Ari. That Tzimtzum Bet is about the association of Midat HaRachamim with Midat HaDin, that our sages wrote of. You can understand that matter thoroughly in my book, Panim Masbirot, but here we shall be brief. The thing is that only Bechinat Daled of the four above Bechinot is called Midat Adin, quality of judgment, because Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, was on her alone. I have shown in previous lessons that there was no Tzimtzum in the first three Bechinot, for which they were called Midot Rachamim, qualities of mercy. However, in Tzimtzum Bet De'ak, there was connection and association of Bechinat Dalet with Bechinat Bet. As it is written, so they too went. Because Malchut and Zeranpin came up to Bina, thus Midat Adin, which is Bechina Daled, is sweetened in Midat Arachamim, being Bechina Bet. In that way, in the first Tzimtzum, first restriction, only Bechina Daled was restricted. And in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, Bina was restricted too, due to her bonding with Malchut. This occurred in Nehi De'ak, from its Tabur downward. Consequently, these 10 Sefirot that emerged by the association with Midat HaRachamim are called Olam HaNikudim, after the ascent of Malchut, which is called Nekuda. For that reason, it is considered that in the above Olam Nikudim, Zer Anpin and Malchut were separated from the four Bechinot Chubtum. It is so because Bechinat Daled rose to the place of Bina and became a Masach there. As a result, the Or Elyon, the upper light, stopped at Malchut in Bina and did not expand to Zer Anpin called Levush and to Malchut called Heichal, as they are below Bina. That is why the Ari writes, know that the Shoresh and the Neshamot and the Gufim are one Bechina. There is no separation between them. But the Levushim and the Echalot are as two separated Bechinot from the above three Bechinot. It means that because of the Masach that was erected at the margins of Bina, the O stopped there. From there onward, the Or Elyon, the upper light, does not reach pnimiut, internality of Zer Anpin and the Malchuyot in all the Olamot. As a result, they all came out to become surrounding Kelim, meaning receiving the Or from afar, as Or Elyon, the upper light, cannot clothe inside them anymore. The Levush is the Kli for Or Makif, surrounding light, the Chaya, and the Echal is the Kli for Or Makif, the Yechida. Now you may see that these Zer Anpin and Malchut in the four Bechinot, in all the Olamot, from Olam Nikudim downward, are regarded as Zer Anpin and Malchut of the inner Bina. Or Elyon, upper light, close their pnimiut, internality, as well. Though the general Zer Anpin and Malchut below Bina were separated from the inner Kelim, where the Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, the Or Pnimi, inner light, clothe, and became Kelim Akifim, surrounding Kelim, the Chaya and Yechida.
What's with you?
How can it be that between the Opnimi and Or Makif, a place for a klipot?
Why not? The place of the klipot is altogether those kilim that are uncorrected, and we disclose in them, reveal in them, how opposite they are from the corrected internal kilim. How much I correct on one hand part of my desires, thanks to that I see how the part that I didn't correct is terrible. It's klipa. If I wouldn't come to internal kilim, I wouldn't even discover that there are klipot. As much as I correct myself, I identify the klipa in me more. That's what we call anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than his friend. But now it's more disclosed because he became bigger in corrections.
So what's the difference between klipa and a kli for a surrounding light?
To?
A kli to a surrounding light. Why the corrupted kilim, which I now discovered, are kilim for Or Makif?
No, those kilim are meant for surrounding light, are meant for correction, but I'm not yet capable of correcting them, according to my degree. But the kilim of Dalit and Gimel, I can't correct at all in a complete, full way. Only a sachap of a cent. Those are desires that I can ascend, bring up to Bina, and the fact that they're in Bina, I correct them only partially in their belonging to Bina alone, even though they're vessels of reception.
So a kli for a surrounding light, if I understand correctly, we can raise it to Bina and use it there?
Which kilim?
The kli for the surrounding light, Or Makif.
No, you don't need to raise them to anything. The kli of the surrounding light, it's, let's say I can correct the kilim, shorish neshama guf, and I corrected from them 20%, and Shoresh Neshama Guf of 80% remains. I can't yet correct them. But because I restricted them, I limited myself. I don't receive anything in them. Therefore, in them, there's surrounding light. Surrounding light is also like opening me. It's also like internal light. It illuminates to the kli. Only it, how should we say? It shines in a different way. But these are kilim that can deal. A kli that's in order to receive, can it feel the surrounding light? It'll receive it in order to receive. You can't do that. Why are we in the darkness? Where is the surrounding light? Why isn't it here? Why isn't it around us? Kind of like, why don't we feel around us like that? Because our vessels of reception would swallow that light in order to receive, and that's it. We would enter even more darkness. Yes. In the back.
Dear Rav, after the first hour lesson and now test lesson, the same heart of stone can certainly, out of choice, can determine and let the upper light correct it, even though and despite part of it will not be active in the correction, and only in order to save whatever can be saved.
I don't know. We have to look through this. We'll think about it and see where we go with it. Yes.
According to the drawing, can you explain why the completion of our work is not in reaching delighted in mercy to bestow in order to bestow?
Our kelim are in order to receive. The desire to receive, the fact that we correct it in the form of bina, is not enough. That's chafetz chesed, meaning I have the will to receive, but I suffice in being chafetz chesed. What does it mean? What's in chafetz chesed? All the kelim, I have the ability to devour the whole world. I say, no, I don't want anything. I'm living without a shirt and the forest and everything is fine. So I've reduced myself to the degree of an animal. It's not an animal, and it's not chaya, an animal in spirituality, but to the degree of animal. That's not the degree of Adam.
In the drawing, you explained that the part of Gimel Dalet 3 and 4, it will not be corrected till the end of correction.
But partially it is corrected. That's called the achap of ascent, meaning somewhat it's being corrected in joining it to the vessels of bestowal, to the kilim of Shoresh Aleph and Bet. Shoresh Aleph and Bet is also not kilim of bestowal, as they're called, but they're so weak in their will to receive that we call them that. But they're vessels of reception. There's no vessels of bestowal. There's no such thing. Vessels of bestowal, one contradicts the other. Kilim of bestowal.
In terms of
the
order,
contradiction.
In terms of the order of the work, to bestow in order to bestow, this is the thing we have to reach. And later on, you more and more see the klipot that are being revealed. And then, do you continue? Or everything is one sequence?
That's one flow, one connection that you have to do in the 5 degrees that way. Yes.
I don't quite understand that these are kelim. Why these are kelim? It seems to me more as one kli. So how can we understand that these are kelim?
I didn't understand.
It seems more as one kli with discernments and degrees.
But you're dividing it to degrees according to the degrees of the masach that you can somehow restrict yourself and operate your desires in order to bestow. Just like there are 5 portions before you and you need to receive them in order to bestow to the host. So you have these and those according to your desire. It's divided anyhow.
One desire, one thing.
I want to eat. Nice. The host wants to fill me. Nice. But he's presenting before me five courses. 5 courses before me. That's how I feel. Like sight, vision, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Could you say that those are 5? No, it's to enjoy, right? But 5. You can't compare that I'm enjoying with my ear and what I enjoy with my eye. Do you understand? That's how we're built. Where does this stem from? From specifically through such a division in Havaya, where the upper light operates on the first grain of the will to receive, which the Creator created existence from absence, the upper light that operates on it in that meeting between those two parts that are contradicted, then the will to receive develops in the form of 4 phases of direct light. And we get 5 parts. From where? When we learn, we already learn from what we invite upon us. But where is it from? From the internal part, from the inner nature between the light and the desire. Why is that that way? Because. Why in such a way and not 8? Why 4 phases of direct light except for Keter? I can't say that to you. As I already learn according to my logic, when it's explained to me, then I agree that it's that way. Everything seems to me logical, and it can't ever be any other way. This is the inner nature of the light that created it this way, by nature. These are questions that come even before creation.
and when I raise it from below upward, so I raise it each and I raise each and every sense, each and every taste separately, or
yes, of course. No, you always have Shangela. You see this? Meaning five prinot. What happens in the end of correction? I don't know how it's explained, those things. Where everything becomes one. But I don't think that it's one. It's simply so much so that we receive this whole form, that all these discernments are truly supporting and completing one another. More than that, I don't know to say. We're not in... And the concept of one, we're not in.
No. Well, don't I raise the malchut of every shoresh, its final form? If I connect to the sense of smell, isn't it its malchut, its final part?
אני לא יודע בדיוק מה אתה שואל. יש לי מכאן.
I don't know exactly what you're asking. From here, I have several possibilities to talk.
When I have a kli and I have a pleasure.
Kli and pleasure. The will to receive that feels pleasure. Yes? So it feels, if it's the will to receive in its complete open way, it feels before it five types of pleasure. Yes.
And every type of pleasure, do I feel it in its final form, meaning or do I feel it in its upper parts? I feel it as 1, 2, 3, 4, or do I feel it in its fourth part?
I don't know. I feel five kinds of pleasure. I can fill myself with five kinds of pleasure completely, and that will be Malchut of Ein Sof. I can say stop. I don't want to feel anything from all of those pleasures. I want to feel their source. And then I do a restriction and work only in order to attain the source, meaning each and every pleasure that I will receive now, only as it connects me to its source. That's how I work. That's called the Creator's work or the Lord's work.
I don't get it. I feel the kli only in its malchut, and the rest are the first nine. And once again, if I look at what we're saying here, 0, 1, 2, 3, I can. What about 4?
No, when we talk about 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, we're nevertheless talking about malchut. More than malchut, we can't talk about. I don't care about the eye and the ear and the tongue and the palate and as such. I care where I feel the pleasure, from that place that I feel the pleasure. That's where I put the restriction and the calculation.
I perform the restriction on the malchut of the eye or the ear.
Malchut is not in the ear. Malchut is there where I feel the pleasure. Ear is just the sense that I don't feel anything in. If I cut the nerve that comes from the ear to the brain, I won't feel a thing.
No.
שאלה של קונסטנטין.
קונסטנטין from Novosibirsk is asking, as a result of which action the inner light appears?
The inner light appears as a result of the restriction, the masach, the ochozer, and this ochozer becomes the internal light. It's the clothing to the direct light, and the two of them, the ochozer and the oyashar, together become the internal light which fills the parzuf. Okay, let's go.
Page 146 in Hebrew, item 2, the words of Dari.
Wait, we won't have enough time for that. Item 2 of the Ari's works. Well, maybe another short question. Maybe. Yes, back there. I'm sorry if that I'm saying about you your last, but
the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, it was an attempt for correction. He said that they shall both walk together. What caused Bina to be restricted? The second restriction, what was the reason for it?
It's a question. Bina was restricted because it now has to be concerned with that malchut which rose to Bina. So it will not break out, break through, not start to receive in order to receive. Because in order to bestow, she can only strengthen Bina. As Bina receives, how should we say this? Additional forces in order to bestow. We need to understand what's happening here. If I can work other than Bina, that I don't want anything, chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy. If I can, let's say, clothe now with a shirt, but the shirt that I clothe only due to the glory of the king, as he's inviting me to come to him to, let's say, heal his daughter, according to that story. So I put on that shirt. I don't need it for myself, but in order to respect the king, I wear a shirt. How do I put on that shirt? So I need the malchut that will give me desires, the feeling of the king, the glory of the king. And how do I need to respect him? By putting on a shirt and doing everything, not because of myself, even though I'm working with my desires that I am now awakening, evoking, but for his sake, for his honor. So Malchut that rises to Bina begins to weaken Bina from Chafetz Chesed, because already Bina already has some business with receiving. To receive more, to receive less. You can say, what? She's not receiving, she's only doing it in order to respect the king, right? To respect the king. But in order to respect the king, I need the malchut. I need to engage in something that there isn't in Bina, because Bina is clean, there's nothing. It's naked. The degree of chaya, of an animal. I need clothing to the degree of Adam and man to respect the king. So meaning Bina is already in a dangerous state. It needs to receive upon herself now to take on a guard of sorts, something, a shield, something that will protect her. Well, how do we say? Not armor, not inoculation, but protection. Protections such that there will be something that will protect her, meaning Bina that is completely free. There's nothing, there's no limitation in Bina. Where she starts to work with Malchut, that's it. She must have fences, graduations, a shield of sorts. And that's how she is. On one hand, she adds to herself the degree of bestowal. On the other hand, by that, she weakens herself. Because she's more dependent. She's more in that question, in the calculation. Before that, she had no calculation. That's it. No, and that's it. I don't want a thing. Now, meaning the joining of Malchut to Bina, what she does to Malchut and what she does and what Malchut does to Bina, there's additional. Well, all the corrections are in that. For the time being, we'll move to the next step.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
We כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר. על הכל ביחד נתגבר. נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר. תן לנשמה להתעורר. ננסה לבד אף פעם לא נמצא. מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה? נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר. על הכל ביחד נתגבר. נטפס על הסולם אנחנו.